Lauren Ober has listened to thousands and thousands of podcasts in the last couple years. It's all part of her job. She's the host of The Big Listen, an NPR show about podcasts. Ober sat down with Frankie Barnhill to talk about the booming medium.
Have we reached peak podcast? I mean, it just seems like everybody has a podcast these days.
A lot of people ask that, but my question to you would be, are there too many books out there? Have you seen too many movies? You know, are we awash in music right now, and should we scale back? Like, I mean, I think the answer to all of those is no. We don't try to put limits on other forms of art or entertainment. And I think that we haven't seen a time like this where the velocity of podcasts or the velocity of a medium is like it is in podcasting, because it happened so quickly, and thus so many people were able to start shows in a short amount of time. So it feels overwhelming. The numbers are something like, you know, 400,000 plus active podcasts out there. But that's that probably pales in comparison to the number of books that have been written, and then, you know, number of paintings that have been painted and all of this stuff. I mean, I think, you know, because it's new and sexy, it feels like a lot. But we live in a market economy, and the market decides whether there's too many or not enough. So it's not for me to decide. It's for listeners to determine.
Okay, fair enough. But it does seem like there's certain themes. The true crime, you know, sports podcasts, people just talking about, you know, the latest stats and all of that. I mean, there's these recurring themes among podcasts, but is it just a matter of exploring different areas?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that there are these buckets that are pretty easy to fill, right? Sports, pop culture, things that we're all consuming, and that's a particular type of show. And then there are the shows that are narrative and meaty and experimental and make great use of sound, and those I might put in a different bucket. I think where we are now in podcasting is that everything gets lumped together, right? But in film, you wouldn't lump documentary in with, you know, short animation, right? It's there are these different categories. And I think in podcasting, we're not quite there yet.
Does it feel like it's kind of this great democratic thing? I mean, not everybody can make a huge budget film, but I guess people can get together with their friends and make a short film.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we've seen some beautiful films made on iPhones, right? Tangerine and The Florida Project, and these movies that are made with, you know, pretty low budget. And I think podcasting is in that arena, but it's even easier. I mean, assuming that you have a recording device, and assuming that you have an internet connection, and assuming that you have some way of uploading your material, sure, you have technically created a podcast and put it out into the world. Whether or not anyone will listen to it, that's a whole different, you know, ball of wax. But I think that the medium does feel very democratized at the moment, in a way that blogs did in the early 2000s, right, where everybody had the ability to be a writer because you had this technology at your fingertips, which I think is a great thing. And of course, what we saw with that is, you know, how many people have blogs now? Like, very few people.
So what's changing in the podcasting world? Like, where are things headed, and what kind of things, trends, I guess, should we be looking out for?
I don't know where it's headed necessarily, because it does feel a little bit like the new frontier in a way. There's a lot of investment in the medium right now. I think that a lot of traditional media companies, print, for example, are getting into it. I mean, you see that with the New York Times and the Washington Post, both building out audio units. People are realizing that it's another way to capture listeners. If you are already, you know, a journalistic entity, I would hope that we see more and more different types of people getting on the mic and having shows, and not just, you know, white men. When you look at the iTunes charts, they're pretty much dominated not by women and not by people of color. So my great hope is that that's where the medium goes, and it's a platform for, you know, the great breadth of voices that are out there, you know, waiting to have their turn to say something.
That was NPR host Lauren Ober. She's giving a free talk as part of StoryFort this Thursday in Boise. You can find more information online at boisestatepublicradio.org.